The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jerry Peretzman.
Good morning, John.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Good, a little snowy, but I made it through.
That's the most important thing, and people have to be safe today.
Volunteers never stop. Right?
That's why they're volunteers.
Right.
They give it with their heart. And later on, we have Shari coming, who's going to be talking about safety. It's a perfect day for that.
Right.
Our first guest, who I'll introduce in 1 second, and before that, I have a reminder that for the first time on 88.1 this afternoon at 1:15, Judy Bosworth, supervisor of the Town of North Hempstead, will be giving her State of the Town address. And people listening to the radio now can tune in again at 1:15 and hear it live on the State of the Town address, which is a wonderful thing that they're doing here. Our first guest is Pratima Bhagwandin. I said it good? Good. Yeah. Who is the Director of Volunteers and Gift Shop Operation at Parker Jewish Institute. And with her is Helene Cusin, who is a volunteer. And ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you so much for coming out. I mean, it is a little tricky this morning, the weather.
It is.
But you got here.
We did.
And Helene is here because Jerry said she's a volunteer.
Right. Volunteers can't be stopped.
We always make it through.
Absolutely.
Pratima, we're going to start off by just you giving us some information about Parker. Okay. Generic information, what Parker is, who they service, etc.
Okay, so since the inception in 1907, Parker, it was a shelter for 25 indigent men and women. Since then, we have evolved into a 527 long-term care nonprofit facility. We do offer a bunch of different specialty to our patients and residents and also clients in the community. Some of the things that we do offer is subacute care, post-acute care, short-term rehabilitation, long-term care, skilled nursing, medical model, adult day health care, social model, Alzheimer's daycare, long-term home health care, and hospice. We also have an in-house a dialysis center for our patients and residents, along with members of the community. And we also provide transportation services to our patients, residents, and members in the community for medical transport.
That's all?
That's just some of the things that we do at Parker.
Just one long breath, right.
And you also have good food.
Yes, we do.
I was at Parker 2.5 years ago. Okay. I had my hip replaced, and I was there for 2 weeks. And I'm a vegetarian, and I didn't ask anything special, and they found out, like, the first day I was a vegetarian, everything was brought in what I wanted. It was an unbelievable place.
Oh, that's great.
They really do. And from a volunteer point of view, Helene,
yes.
I think it's a wonderful place to be involved with. They need volunteers.
Right. Oh, it gives me a sense of belonging. I always knew I would be a volunteer when I retired. I was looking for the right match, and I found it at Parker. I like the idea of having a commitment one day a week. That's very important to me. I like the interaction among the residents, patients, staff, and administration.
Terrific. You said one day a week. Pratima, if you're a volunteer at Parker, do you have to commit for a specific schedule, or people can come and go? How does that work? For somebody listening who said, well, I'd like to participate, but I can't give you the same day every week.
One of our commitments that we do ask is at least once a week from our volunteers for at least 6 months, if they can. And we would hope that one day a week is the same exact day that they do come in, because sometimes everyone have different things planned.
Okay.
For instance, Helene also volunteers at another facility, but she knows every Monday she's always there, whether it's raining or snowing, she's always there on a Monday regardless of what it is.
And where are you, Helene? Different places each Monday or in the same spot?
Same spot.
Where is that?
Gift shop.
Oh, you're in the gift shop.
Yes. In the gift shop. Right. You know, one of the greatest things with respect to volunteers is that and it's my personal experience, you come into a hospital, I've gone into North Shore, and all of a sudden you see a volunteer who you know from the area, and you feel so good. It just relaxes you. I think it has a greater positive effect than much of the therapy in the hospital, frankly. When you see a friendly face, someone you know, it's not such an alien environment which you're getting yourself into.
That's a very important point. Because when you're going into any sort of medical situation, it's institutionalized.
Exactly,
it has to be.
John, right.
But you see a smiling face walking
in
when
you
walk
in. You're almost home. You feel you're going to be well taken care of.
Absolutely. I agree with you completely. We have quite a few volunteers that have connected. I mean, for instance, Helen has met a family member that is at Parker, has been at Parker for a very long time, that is a volunteer. And when she came, she goes, I know you from somewhere.
Right.
And just like that. I mean, they haven't seen each other in years, but who knew she would meet a family member at the the gift shop at Parker.
Right, right.
So,
and that is really, I mean, it's twofold. The one thing that I think about the Parker gift shop, which is tremendous, is people go in to visit somebody and then realize maybe I should have picked up a little something. 9 out of 10 times in those situations, last minute purchases, you're robbed. Because like, oh, I have to get something. You walk in, you say, you got to be kidding me. This is how much. The stuff at Parker, you have such a wide variety and it's so well priced to give the gift to somebody.
I agree with you completely. We do our best to try to get the prices as low as possible just to make sure that everyone and anyone can feel like they can purchase something in the gift shop and not make it over the top.
Right.
Yeah. How many volunteers do you have at Parker? Just roughly, I mean.
It depends on the time of the year it is. In the summertime, we can have close to 150 to 200, just depending on who is. We have a lot of students coming in the summertime, so and a lot of high school and college students that are at the facility. Mm. And then throughout the year, it varies. It'll be between anywhere, I'd say, from 40 to 60. It just depends. And we're actually looking for more volunteers.
Right.
The more we have, the merrier we are. But that commitment has to come in from everyone.
Is there any limitation in terms of age or, you know, if someone wishes to volunteer, what can they be, they have to be below 90 or something like that?
That's a great question, actually, because we do have volunteers as young as 14 and as old as 93 years old.
So,
we take them all.
So no one is foreclosed from being
no
a volunteer.
No one. We take everyone, and especially if, you know, it's something that you want to do. Mm. I will gladly sit down with you, go through the entire application process and what's required of each volunteer.
Yeah.
Actually, Pratimo, right now, if you don't mind, would you give out the phone number that people who listen in could call if they wanted to volunteer?
Sure. I can be reached at 718-289-2262. If I do not answer, please leave a voicemail. I will get back to you ASAP.
Okay. That's 718-289-2262. And that's it. And always, because everybody's very busy today, leave the message.
Yep.
Pratimo will call you back, and that's the best way to get going. And
absolutely.
And share this phone number with people. If you don't want to volunteer, but you know one of your friends has said, I'm looking for an opportunity to do something. And as people retire, like Helen was saying, when going from your work every day to retirement, it's very nice to have a place to go.
It was so important to me to know that every Monday I will be at Parker. Yeah. It's my family.
Right. Okay.
I have a sense of belonging. And I know that the people I interact with, I am making happy. I'm giving them a little bit of quality of life by my being there.
Absolutely.
And especially for those that are retiring, don't think that you can't transfer your skills. For instance, if you are a retired teacher and maybe you taught arts and craft, or you were a language arts teacher or a computer science teacher, you can come into Parker. You can start new programs like a reading program or arts and craft program. You can even teach the residents how to send an email to their loved ones, because we do have a computer room that's available to them. So don't think that your skills aren't transferable. We can find a way to make them transferable if we just sit down and give me the opportunity to show you that I can actually transfer those skills into something more useful than you think it's not going
right.
to be.
You had mentioned reading in your as you were just talking there. The town of North Hempstead started a reading program this past summer using Kindles. On Funday Mondays it was being done. And the Great Neck Senior Center and Parker partnered up to buy the Kindles. And it's a wonderful program, bringing seniors into the more technology of the reading. And they've done a couple during the winter, and then come the summertime, they'll be going outside again. But that's a direct influence from Parker that, you know, they heard about it. They got behind it. You know, Lena, Lena got behind it and got approval, and Parker is an active part of it.
That's great.
You know, so Parker is not just an institution. where somebody's going for convalescence, for rehab, or, you know, for hospice care. It's an organization that's getting involved in the whole community, which is wonderful.
Helene, could you tell us how you got started and what the process was once you made the telephone call? What happened?
Well, I got a hold of Fatima, and that was a big plus. Everything went up from there. And we talked, and she asked if I would be willing to work in the gift shop. And I said, yeah, that would suit me fine.
Right.
And then there was a little bit of paperwork to be done, mm-hmm. and I started working, and I've been there ever since.
Hmm. So it was a very easy transition for you.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The process from Helene filling out the information, to being put on a position is a couple of weeks, because there has to be some sort of a vetting process.
It'll take about, I would say, anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks, depending on how fast you move along with the paperwork.
Right, okay.
And once that's completed, you sit through an orientation, policies and procedures, what we expect of our volunteers, mm-hmm. and what you should and shouldn't do, and the rules of Parker. And once you complete your orientation, you can pretty much get started as soon as you tell me I want to start. If it's Monday, you can start on Monday.
And the whole point with the application is then you'll sit down and try to match the person where they like to be, not putting somebody where, you know, they're not going to enjoy themselves.
Absolutely. It's simple. You just come in and you tell me what you're really interested in, and I always work with everyone to accommodate them. Yeah. Like if someone goes, I want to be a friendly visitor, that's mm-hmm. something that we do offer to volunteers. Maybe they're only available a few days a week, or maybe once a week in the afternoon, that they can come in between maybe 5 and 7, and they want to just meet a few residents, speak to them. Sometimes they can read to them. It just depends on what interests you the most. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I can sit down and try to work everything out with you and accommodate those skills that you have that you think might not be transferable.
Right. But people can have a lot of flexibility, as I understand.
Yes.
For example, someone wants to go away on vacation, that never becomes a problem. No vacations allowed.
Once you're a volunteer, Jerry, no vacations. Please.
Work.
right.
We're very accommodating.
You can't go away. But it doesn't really interfere with a person's personal life. In other words, most people can readily accommodate to being a volunteer at Parker.
Yeah, like I said, it's once a week, at least 4 hours a week. You can just, whichever day works best for you, even on the weekends, because we are open 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So if you are available maybe Sunday after church for four hours, you can tell me that's the time that best suits you, and I can accommodate you accordingly. I can have you come in. You can do events with the recreation department. We have musicians on the weekends and stuff. There's a lot that's going on in Parker. We are a large facility, so there's always something going on.
And if a facility this large, then it obviously is the responsibility of the volunteer to turn around and say, listen, I'm going to Florida in March. So Pratima knows that Helene won't be around. We need a replacement for two weeks or something like that.
Absolutely.
Because it's not just walk in like, let me help out today.
Right.
With as many volunteers as you have, it's a full-time job.
It is a commitment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can a volunteer move from assignment to assignment over the passage of time? In other words, Helene, you're working in the gift shop. If you wanted, let's say, to deliver newspapers to patients, if that were not, you could say, I'd like to do that for a while.
Absolutely.
You're not really locked into something.
No, right.
If it doesn't fit you, or if you feel you're getting stale at doing it or something like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, you know I'm going to, can you hold the answer?
Sure.
Because we're going to have to take a break. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.